show these boys, now I'm something. So I went slowly there. As soon as I went there, Bhavana was calm. He put my her hand over my head. Come on, bacha, bacha. Oh, child, come on, sit here, nearer, better. I was a little bit from inside. Some ego came to my So everybody's scared, and Bhavana's petting me. So I saw my friends. Come on, you also. They were afraid. So one came near, but afraid to approach Bhavana. No, bad. Come on. Bhavana, putting a hand on me, after a few minutes, he used to abuse some other person. Facing otherwise, if they are busy. As soon as he turned the face, how much of it? So every girl was looking at how this boy is went there sitting in a Bhavana on the chair, caught, and Bhavana doesn't say anything to him. And he's abusing her. He won't allow anybody to come near her. I'm sad for a few minutes. I asked my friends, come on here. So they were afraid. One came near, but not the others too. He said, no, I'm not, I won't go come there. To hear all the abuse, I'm not coming. Then after a few minutes, I had to leave. Bhagavad please, I want to. How much? Yeah, see, crispy, come on, go. I came, probably, I said, you're afraid, don't come. Because you've got love for God, you won't abuse. If you haven't got any love, Bhagavad will abuse you. So I loved her and I went there. She called me, she asked me, see. You have no love, you didn't come, this thing. But I asked, she's mad and all these things. She's abusing, God has abusing. I said, you don't know. In this abuse, there's a blessing. Yeah, I told them. You know, Bhavana used to tell us. So I this is a Bhavana story. And once Bhavana, we used to go in the evening. So at that time, I was grown up after a few years back. Every evening I used to go to Bhavana. At that time, about 14 or 30, 14, 15. First in the cinema. But afterwards, at the age of 17. I went to Bhavana. I used to go every night. To one, those in Bhavana, they used to go Bhavana lovers, they used to come there. So they used to offer tea. But what the Mandali knew, those people knew, near her, they used to count how many people are sitting. Because Bhavana never took tea alone. If you offer tea, you have to give all those sitting here. If there are 2 days, you have to give all the 2 days, then last you will take. This was routine, and everybody knew. So they used to count the head and go and bring the tea. Tea shop was the opposite. They used to bring the tea. The tea shop was only ordered because it brings so much tea. So they used to bring the tea cup. And the man who offered, he'd come up and give the Bhagavad then. Bhagavad is the thing. This is someone. Call someone nearby from this come on. Suppose you are 3-4 players sitting here, she won't give you. He called someone from there. So I was already late. So I used to sit behind. So as soon as she saw, I used to get and before all this, I used to get I my uncle before this war. So one day what happened? Bhavana gave, instead of giving me tea, once gave me tea, but after tea, she gave me 2 bidi. Bidi smoke, and you know, in Parsi, Zoroastrian, we don't smoke. Now, let's go. But being from my childhood, I was little bit orthodox that my mother's side, my mother's side, mother, Baba's mother, they're very orthodox. So smoking, we were taught not to smoke. So Babajan gave me. So I knew, sir, this baby can't smoke, what to do? Now I can't give to anybody, can't throw it away. And Babajan's gift, what to do? I came home. I came home, I was staying with my auntie, because I lost my mother. And I was staying with my auntie. Baba's younger, eldest brother, Jamsid. I was staying with him. And Jamsid, Baba gave me this thing. What to do? I don't want to throw that. I can't smoke. He says, smoke, no? Smoke. What? We are girls and we can't smoke. At that time, I had no idea. I won't smoke. Then do one thing, he said. Open that piri and take the tobacco out, chew it, give it a mouth, and spit it out. Keep that. Just like it is. Then I did good. I took that piri, took out the tobacco, give it a mouth. But he said, at night before you go to bed, do this thing, and when you get here, give it something, wash your face and go to bed. I said, all right. In the night, before going to bed, I broke this, two pieces, put tobacco. So something, you go inside, I used to give this, I used to wash my face, clean my face, go to bed. Next day, Bhajan give. In my heart, I was praying, Bhajan, don't give me something else. When I went there, sitting there, I was praying inside, Baba, please, don't give, Babaji, please don't give me beating today. Same thing, call me from this, come here, child, take this.
Beedi, sir?
Beedi, two beedi. So, sir, I came home. Jim says, again, Babaji, give me two beedi. Same, go on, same thing I did. Then the third time, when I said, now, Babaji, too much, huh? But that's the time she gave me tea or something. The one time she removed, she used to wear so many rings. Rings. On all the fingers, you would find all the rings. But cheap though. So once she removed the rings and put it in my hand.
She removed the ring and put it in your hand?
Put my finger. I got it with me. Long ago now. It will go to pieces now. Because one of the pieces that I made soldered. I get to second time, other piece. I used to wear all the time. Bathing or anything, I never used to remove from my finger. Because Bhagavan put it, I never used to remove. But it took a piece, you know, to cheap one there, it gone worse. And I kept it somewhere. I said, now, Bhagavan thing, I must keep it. We have wear so many times. Everyone is so cheap. What is this cheap thing? I said, what costly thing? You don't know cost. I won't tell you. I never used to tell anybody what is this. That's cute. So I remember this thing, Bhavajan. And sometimes he used to crash her back. Baba used to crash her back for hours together at night. From midnight, Baba used to scratch her back. Baba, she used to put like this. All together. From midnight to early morning. Because at midnight, everybody used to go away. And Baba was alone. Baba used to scratch. See, like, because she never used to take bath. But we never got sting or anything from our body. No, that's fine. So sometimes she used to ask me also.
Scratching back, yes. 16,
17. What relation did she have with Tajun? She used to live in Nagpur, Tajun Maharaj. He was in Nagpur. She was from North India, Baluchistan. Bawajan.
She was.
Yeah. She was from Afghan or something. She was very good family, from big family, princess family. This family wanted to marry her. She doesn't want to marry. And she was very beautiful also. She ran away from her. And she came somewhere north, south side. She was Afghan side. And some Punjab or somewhere she came. And there, after a long time, when she was old, some military people, those were Punjab military, Indian military, there was British rule, there was British army, but the Indian troops. So those Indian Punjabi, they were not, they know, they used to go to, but then she began to say, that, I'm God, and this thing, and that thing. They didn't believe. They say, she says, God, all this thing. So say they buried there. Old body, they took off, they dug their well, they buried her body. We don't know this. And what happened, same regiment was transferred after a few months, something. They were transferred to Pune. And they saw the body, nice, they buried away. We don't know this. But. And when they came to Pune, when they were passing, parading, going, they saw under a tree, Bhavajan singing. The same woman is there, who was saying, I am a god and this thing, and we prayed her. See, they were in uniform, military, they passed away. They came to bed, all of them get together and they spoke. What is it? The woman we buried there, and she's here now. How did it happen? We were at the last moment, we were there. We know that, but she never escaped. How this is here? And then they say, what she said, it was all right. And in the evening, they all they came. Beg the pardon. Baba, I'm sorry. This is a story what we heard. How far is true, I don't know, but this is a story.
What is the relation to Tajudan Baba there? Tajudan
Baba was separate. See, he was in India from being. He was in Nagpur. And she was not Indian.
She was not Indian.
She was not from India. She was Afghanistan.
Did she know Tajudan Baba?
No. No contact. The Maharaj, the Bhavajan, no contact.
No contact?
No, Bhavajan, Maharaj, no contact. Internally they might be able. But outside,
no contact.
Narayan Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj near Pune. About few miles, about 20, 30, 40 miles from Pune, the Narayan Maharaj was living. But they had no contact with each other. Internally, they must be one of you can't say, if you don't know anything about that, but outside, no contact. Only Upasya Maharaj got contact with Sai Baba. God realization through Sai Baba. At that moment he is contact, then he came few miles away from Sai Baba, he established Asam. After Sai Baba dropped his body, he established Asam. Upasya Maharaj.
What were Baba John's habits? I mean, did she just stay in that one place all the time? She must have had a piddle, she must have had to do all these things. Where did she go?
She was going somewhere. You know, we are not staying all the time. A few hours used to sit. But she never took a bath. They had no home. First used to go in the evening in the city. But then she left and stayed all the time there. And there, she was sitting on the ground. There was one water meter. You know, municipality water tape, the meter was there. And there was cover. His cover was on that she was sitting, and then Baba made a platform, wooden platform. Baba burn one mattress first. Next they will find the mattress gone, someone pitched away. Beginning, no one knew about her. They pinch his anything. Anybody used to give something, then they would go and find there's nothing there. Either she used to give it away or someone used to pinch it away. You see, all open, you know, rain, monsoon, winter, summer, all the time, and that.
Would she get sick? Would she catch cold? What would
happen? All the time. No smell, you know, because no taking bath or anything. No stink or anything. Nice hair, girl, nice face, round face, beautiful face. I met Upasya Maharaj, met Bhavajan, met Jasai, Nan Maharaj. I met all these three. I miss Sai Baba.
Miss Sai Baba.
He left body in 1918. My mother wanted to go to him. My mother.
Did your mother know Mara's mother? Did your mother know Mara? Mara's mother?
No. That time, my mother died very early. Before Baba stepped down, in 1918. My mother died in 1918. I was about 15 years old, 1918. At that time, Baba didn't establish the ashram or anything. Although Baba used to come and tell everything to, because what happened, my Baba, my mother were in like this future life. And Baba used to come and tell everything to my mother. Auntie, she used to come to auntie. My mother was auntie to my Baba. So she used to come and tell. Because his mother, Baba's mother, didn't like what Baba used to do. Why he left school, why he left college, he got mad or something in the beginning. Because they thought he's got mad. One thing, he loses his job. Why he lost college and this thing, and studying, not doing job. She was after him all, do something. So he went to please her. Once he went to Calcutta, his uncle, as a in a dramatic company, as a manager, assistant manager. He stayed for 1 month, 2 months, came back, and mother was pleased, my son is gone. Then he went to Gujarat as a teacher, school teacher. He worked there for 1 or 2 months. So my son is gone there. To please her mother, he used to do this thing. Then tried to shop open. Everything different. At that time, his mother, he has gone mad. When he used to go to Bhavajan, once he went to the fight with Bhavajan, what you have done to my son? What is gone mad? Bhavajan, he is talking, she left it there also. Then my mother, on the contrary, encouraged Baba. So that came to know to his mother came to know that my mother. So she ordered Baba not to go to your auntie, not to step in his house, in her house. Because, she's spoiling my son. And whenever Baba, in the beginning, Baba used to go to Saya, Upasya Maharaj, no one knew except my mother. He used to come and tell my, I'm going there. So my mother gave my Deva, this thing, that thing, anything. And what Baba used to tell to his mother, I'm going to see my brother. His elder brother, Jamsed, was in Bombay.
So that's what he told his mother, huh?
I'm going to visit my brother. Instead of going there, he used to go to Upasmara in the beginning. And then afterwards, he came to her. Afterwards, she also went to Upasmara. Upasmara told her, you don't know your son, who is he? He will shake the world, you know. You were very lucky one, this thing. Because at that time I was also there. We also went. We were small. With the mother and I, we went Baba towards that. We went there. And then Baba Maharaj told her, you don't know what the child is. So my mother was taking it all the time, and Baba was there. And when my mother is there, my mother is asthma, very chronic asthma, my mother. And at that time, when in 1918, there was a big influenza in India. First World War finished, there was a big influenza epidemic. So many people died. So at that time, I got influenza myself. And my mother thought he will die. So in our Zoroastrian beginning, now everything is gone. In Zoroastrian beginning, when the woman gets menstruation, they keep aloof. They don't move in the house, they don't cook, they don't touch anything. Separate bed, separate other thing. After menstruation period, they take bath. Then they touch everyone and everything. We never supposed to. Orthodox people, now it's gone like that. So at that time, my mother was also one, Baba's mother also. So I was sick. My mother was sitting at the roof. So she was very anxious. When I go and see, and she thought all people dying every day. She used to hear so many people dying. Every 50, 40 people dying in Pune. Pune was empty now. So many people ran away, some of them. So my mother was anxious. As soon as her period was over, she took cold bath. Although she has a customer, she took cold bath and to be near me, she came. And I was all right, and she got severe sick. I was all right. And she was sick. The Baba used to visit, come every day. He used to come, Baba used to come and talk with her. When she find, he told her, he said, Baba, when are you going to take me to Upas Maharaj? You don't take me to Sai Baba, or take me to Upas Maharaj. When are you going to take me?
She used to ask Baba.
Yes. Don't worry, I will take. The one man was very seriously ill. So one day she brought something from Maharaj. He had something. She gave to her. He put it with his own hand in her mouth. Take this. And don't worry, in the morning you will be all right. Don't worry. In the morning you see the body. Same just like Nams. In the morning you will be all right. Auntie, don't worry. She was saying, Gujarati, Masi, don't worry. Masi means auntie, Milrana. Masi, don't worry. You'll be all right. Take this. In the morning, you'll be all right. Don't worry. Then we'll chalk out the plan. In the morning, it's no more. Because I remember I was standing near him, near bedside. And they were talking, I was listening. I remember that. I said, don't worry. Take this from Maharaj. Take this, you will order tomorrow morning. And so the second time I heard about Nams.
Yes.
Don't worry, tomorrow morning you will be all right. Complete all right. Complete, he was all right. He got to Papa. There's a story now, too much now. Yeah, what happened in 1938, Baba was in Mahamudra Panchani. And he said, I don't know, he called me or sent me a letter and said, I want to build that water tank, the reservoir water tank, build over a building, one store. And with that, some tower-like thing, you know that tower? Only Baba said, some of the tower from outside, from long distance, you can see a building. So Western woman want to stay, there was no room for Western woman. So Elizabeth, Noina, all the people, they had to stay there. So build this thing. And build that tomb. The tomb place was there where in 1927, Baba dig that ground and there was wall. Same place, you know, wall and tin shed was there, roof, tin roof was there. And one window only, one door, front door. And Mao was saying in 1927. And that time I remember when Baba was there in 1927, he stayed there for long. He used to slip down and over the pit, there used to a big platform, wooden platform was there, and in the daytime he used to see it. And from the window, he used to talk to Mandi or boys or anyone. We used to go near him, from the window he used to speak there. Speak without bore or anything. And at night time he used to go to inside and sleep there. And every day, I used to give him bath. I used to save. I got his save also. I once saved and kept it there. Was packet. Very miser fellow. So I used to save that and keep it and give him bath there. And then collect water in the bucket and throw it out. And Baba was sitting on the platform there. I used to remove all the water and everything. And then Baba ordered me in 1938 to build that nice stone and hold that nice tomb. Dome, everything. That's all right. Then at that time it was the rainy season again. And to take the material up on the hill from that gate. At that time here, the wire was there, the railway line. Then it removed after Second World War, I don't know. When we used to take our material from there, from the railway and gateway, you know, the gate. The car goes in the other way. So the material, to take material in the rainy season is a very different job. Still, Baba gave me some time. And every time Baba used to come to see how, first he used to say in Mamsar, and some material we couldn't get here, we ordered from Bombay. Some iron thing, girder and all the thing. So that took time to come from there, from one month power like this. And when they came, then Baba came and stayed in Dagbunga in Banaga with whom. And every day Baba used to visit. Come on, face soon, come on, quick, Pendu, come on. And every time he used to visit, he used to give some order. One room here, something room, the Kyako was staying. There also, the last moment after one month, build one room here, we'll run a hospital here. And that was better than the hospital. We'll do that. Come on, build this thing, build that thing. Every time he used to come and new thing cropped up. So the day was going passing and so many works to finish. For 2 months and Pazi now used to go come up. Because there was Kali Mama, my name Kali Mama Labas. He was an engineer. After building engineer, he was retired. Old man. So because he was too old, so for a tower, he designed, made a tower, designed the strike, how to take it. So he was designing. I had no idea. But I used to suppose I had to bring the material, do the job, anything. But he used to give me idea, drawing and all these things. But by then he went like this, because both the idea was separate, you know. They used to call. So by then I'm not coming, I won't come there. I said, don't worry, don't fight and let the boy, I will marry the boy, or the old man. Because every old man, every day used to change plan. Every 2 or 3 days, oh, I'm in mistake, come on. So we used to get down, break down again. So father did like that. So father, no, the old man, crack old man. I said, no, I will marry him because Baba's given me a job and I will do that. And I finished with that. But don't worry, what I did, because the dome was here, mission here is no good. So we got in from Bombay. And Narima's uncle, Narima's Lara Chinese uncle, I I'll tell you her name, pardon me.
Tanya?
Tanya. Tanya's brother, but never uncle. So he was an engineer, drafted him. So he recalled him also. This, we want to build this tomb ourselves. And the four minas, you know, the four signs, the cross and the crease and all these four signs of tomb, he built it from Bombay. Very concrete, very solid thing. You can't, two people can't lift it. Very strong thing, heavy thing. Cement concrete, he prepared that. And I said, please get me that and get me some mason from Bombay who can prepare. So he brought. And that time, Pazi went with him. Pazi said, I will do that because I can work with the
mason.
No, with that engineer, Chinese, I will do with him. All right. So he worked with him. The two were the mason, all the Pazi was looking. I said, Pazi, you look at. I will manage this whole man. So we finished. And what happened? The work was before work. See, there was so much lot, very few days left. About less than 5 or 6 days left. And there was work, so much work to do. The staircase is going up. There was not done so much. The tower job was there, a little bit left. And Baba said, how can you finish the job? And Baba said, I will try. So what happened? So Baba asked us, and there was a military contract, a big contract. At that one time, big contract was going on. A big military contract was there. So Sarv said, Baba, there's a big contract. It was huge material, so many men, and carpet, all. You will feel like this. Also, go on breaking. So now few days left and finish very slow and you won't be able to finish this thing. I want to go before that time. So Sarv brought there. So one day I saw Baba came with the airs. In another car I saw Sarv and someone. I had no idea who they are. They talk and he asked me, come on, tell me what you do. I said, this work is left, this work is left. This was left, this is to finish, this is to finish. I told him and went to with Baba. And so then they discussed. And they left. And Baba left. Next day Baba came back. And then the boss, I asked Yash, who are they? Yes, they were Tejukaya. I knew the name. The big contract, Yukai company. Why? I will tell you afterwards. Then I knew the Baba wanted to give to them. But next day when Baba came, he called me. Apparently he gave me. Because that man said it won't be able to finish in time. He said more time. 15 is more. 15 is more extra time. Then 8 days and 15 is more. Then we came able to finish. It is impossible to finish this short time. Baba called me. And I don't know what they had to talk. Baba said, Baba called me and asked me. They want you. Baba called me and asked me, will you be able to finish? Baba, do one thing. What? Please don't come here daily. Every time he used to come, he is cover some new job. If you want this thing done, I will do it. I will try my best. And I will see that Baba says anything happen. If half done, I will ask you to get down, I will come and stay with you. I don't mind, I will stay there. And I will, if there is no staircase, I will manage it. But I am finished, I am angry. But you will finish, otherwise I will come. You are that day, everyone should be get down. I said, all right, Baba, I will manage. But no, I want one thing. You don't step here. Come on that day. But because I know every time you come, you give me something. You say, I won't give, but still you will give. Please, you won't. I will try. And you know, night and day, what I did, night and day, without sleep.
Nine or 10 days without sleep?
No. Last 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days.
No. Without sleep. Because I extra man, I apply my extra man, everything. But the place was that, the tower and the staircase and all these, we can't apply more. very glad. So for 3 or 4 nights, no, so I used to, whole day I was on the field, on the hoist. I used to go to take lunch, my lunch was coming up, food and tea and everything. And double three was shift, the man. And I opened a tea shop there. Just like, to give the tea to the workers, myself, come on, at night also. Day and night, big lamp, a Western lamp is there. Petromax lamp, and we used to fill day and night. And last moment, what happened? The small library, you know? Library roof now these days. But before, there were like the black tiles, red tiles were there. Some short red tiles were finished. And that's what left the room. The library room was without tiles. At about 2 midnight, we had a transporter, I sent a truck down. Go and remove from the Mandli's roof. I was short of the tiles. I said, go and remove the Mandli. They went big bag. Sent 3 or 4 boys and man, they removed and brought the light out. Please. You know, about 3 or 4 in the morning, everything ready.
What did this all include, huh? This included the tomb?
No, tomb was in the tower, the staircase, and place in the
hospital.
A few room or something were left or something. And this was a library, you know, library room. So the finished. And in the early morning, everything finished. I've cleaned the place also, full of flowers, like few flowers there, and keep the work party up. Give the, all the, I locked everything, and give the key to party. Come, party, get up. Take his key. And if Baba come, in the morning he will come. He said, I will come on that day. And if you have to come now, I have done everything, and he has the key. When Baba comes, give, I'm going to sleep, and don't wake me up till I get up. I won't, when I'm, now I sleep now for 3 or 4 days. Don't wake me up for food or anything. To one separate room I went there to sleep. An old building. I went to sleep. In the morning Baba came. When the car, they have to pass the village, you know, the gateway. From there they saw the tower, they stopped the car there. They had everything, everyone in my Puma, Munira and everybody. They saw the towers there, everything. At last, freezing, they went inside. On top, everything went. Every stack is ready, everything ready, room is ready, everything ready. Also, priest immediately came down. He gave the key and woman with that. He went all around, see everything. He came down immediately down. And to see me, he had no idea that I was. So he came about this door. I was sleeping in this room. He came near the door and he was telling Padre, where's Pendu? And I heard that, in sleep I heard that Padre, Pendu is sleeping here. I said, Baba, I got up on bed and came over. Baba caught me, embraced it tight. And Baba was pleased. What are you sleeping, Baba? The Padre told me, last 3 or 4 days not sleeping, not coming down here, Baba. What to do? When he asked me, I want to sleep, don't wake me up. I said, now go to sleep. I said, Baba, after you leave out. And Baba said that for a minute, and he said, now go to sleep. And I have no money to disturb him. But then, after 2 or 3 days, the house warming, you know, what do you call house warming?
Yes.
The ceremony was done, all the village was called, and prasad was distributed, there were lectures, there were Chinese give lectures, something about praising about how the world, then compound wall was finished, everything. Baba called asked Vishnu to bring the garlands, order garlands, and bring it. And I had no idea. Then Baba called me. We were sitting there, near the tomb. There was a platform, that platform is removed now. There was a platform. And near Tom, our leaders, all the ladies were sitting, Baba was sitting, Mandi was sitting down, the whole village was sitting, and Baba guarded me. That garland I have kept with me. The garland and the ring and Baba saved.
Well, what did he say when he garlanded you? He said, nice job, or?
He embraced me, well done, I'm very happy with you, what you've done. And so when Source came to know, then he sent me to me out of work. Okay, Sarvas said, and that, contract went to more, fruitless more than what than he had done immediately for that Baba was happy. Because I know, when Baba wants anything, he himself does. We are medium. But if you put your full heart in it, if you do it, 100%, put your heart and work it, you will see the work is done. But if you say, Baba said, Baba's work, Baba will do it, and if you half-heartedly do it, you won't do. Won't be able to do, although Baba said. But Baba said, for that, you must put 100% in your heart. If you do it 100%, you will succeed 100%. Because Baba said, and Baba has done it through you. But it is not me done it. It was Baba done it. I think that way. Because I put my whole heart. I did it my best to see that Baba's word must not go. And Baba see that it will finish. Those kind of kuna, Baba did this thing. And that time also in 1954, I said, Baba wants this meeting on this day, must be. And that was done. Anyhow, I got everything. In the last moment, I used to get. The bed in the last moment, I got. And table chair was the last moment. I was disappointed. I was over here and there, got. Because Baba helped me in this way. Because I was sincere in my work. I 100% put my heart and did it, and Baba helped me. And I know, if you Baba wants anything, he does through you. But you have to put sincerely 100% in your heart and do it, and you see the result. Must be fair. Well, goodbye. Thank you. Ta-ta.